I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Matter before you is People versus Josh House under our file number 02294-2017 and 00218-2018. Rachel Panic McPhee and Rachel Newton appearing for the People. We are here this morning for purposes of sentencing. The defendant is in the courtroom in custody with his attorney, Mr. James Riccio. We have reviewed the pre-sentence report. We find no errors or omissions. Your Honor, the defendant pled guilty after being indicted on some of the offenses to multiple offenses involving multiple victims. The main victim, as you know, is Father Bernat from the Buffalo Diocese, who indicated to the probation department that although he was inconvenienced by the defendant's actions, he would be willing to forgive the defendant and counsel the defendant if he did not wish to speak at sentencing today.
Okay. Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Riccio.
Good morning, Your Honor. James Riccio appearing with Mr. Hobbs.
Have you had an opportunity to review the pre-sentence investigation report?
I have, Your Honor. I find no errors or omissions, ready to proceed with sentencing at this time. Judge, just briefly, Josh was a 20-year-old man who has had a history of mental illness and has acknowledged that during the course of this period in his life, he was drinking to excess. I think those things played a role in his life and his decisions at that time. You've also seen, obviously, from the pre-sentence investigation that he's had some challenges in his life. I've spoken extensively to Josh over the course of this case, and I believe that Josh is ready to take responsibility for his actions, but also take responsibility for what's next, do what's right for himself, to lead a productive and law-abiding life, and to do right by the people that care about him and himself.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Richard. Good morning, Mr. Hobbs.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm blessed.
And you wish to stay on your own behalf?
She's ready to go out and do better.
Okay. Well, I recognize the challenges that you've had in your life and that you continue to struggle with, but you need to be aware now moving forward that when you get out of jail, you're a convicted felon. Recognize that the next step, if you continue to get in trouble, is not a local year like we've talked about for this, for all of these cases. It's state prison, okay?
Sure.
So when you're having issues that you're having difficulty dealing with, you have to nonetheless refrain from victimizing others. Understand that?
Sure.
Okay. Judge, in this court, you're sentenced for your conviction under count one for the possession of stolen property in the third degree as a class D felony for a definite year in jail. For your conviction under count two, the unauthorized use of a vehicle in the second degree is indeed felony to a definite year in jail. Under SCI 43462, for your conviction under count one, two, criminal possession of stolen property as a D felony to a definite year in jail. To count two, under that same SCI number, grand larceny in the third degree is a class D felony, sends you to a definite year in jail. Again, under that SCI number, for count three, identity theft as a class D felony, I sent you to a definite year in jail. And count four, unauthorized use of a vehicle in the third degree as a class A misdemeanor, I sent you to a definite year in jail. All of those sentences are ordered to run concurrently. The assessed mandatory surcharges of $300, a $25 project and assistance fee, DNA fee of $50 for a total of $375, payable to court within 60 days. You have 30 days to appeal.
May those be converted to a civil judgment, Your Honor?
No, let's have those to assess.
Very well.
Thank you, everyone.